All right, we want to praise the Lord again tonight. New year.
Come on. There you go.
Praise the Lord again tonight. New year. Chance to be in the house of God. We're thankful.
Yes.
God's given us another year, another day. And I thank the Lord for the good service this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We had a lot of prayer requests this morning. And we want to address them tonight. Several needs. One of them I remember was Carolyn was talking about her foot. She's got pins in her foot.
Yeah.
And I remember Sharon saying she got some tests coming up. And also Carolyn requested prayer for, I don't know if it was a neighbor or a friend.
Susan Beckham's.
Who was it?
Susan Beckham's daughter or
yeah.
Jennifer.
Yeah. We want to go, Lord, in prayer tonight.
Remember Sister Kay, too.
Sister Kay, Lord, we come to you in behalf of these, Lord, that are requesting prayer, in need of prayer. Lord, you said that we ought always to pray, not faint. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, dear God, tonight for, Lord, Sister Kay, Lord, health issues. Pray for her health to get better. We pray for Sister Joanne Smith. Lord, her health also in decline. I appreciate you, Rita, singing that song for her this morning.
Right.
We pray, dear Father, tonight, Sister Carolyn. Lord, she's talking about her foot hurting her. And, Lord, she's had a lot of surgery done on her foot. We pray for Sister Carolyn Tibbs tonight. Pray for Sister Sharon Wheeler. Got some tests coming up, Lord, tonight. Lord, Carolyn requested a prayer for, I don't know if it was a neighbor, Jennifer, we pray for her. I think she said she had a lung transplant, Lord. And we pray for her, Lord, very serious surgery. And we just pray, God, you'll get her through it. Pray she'll completely recover and have some quality of life. Lord, we pray, dear Father God, tonight, Lord, for your churches, Lord, this year. Lord, I'd like to see your churches, Father, with their wick trimmed, with their light shining. Lord, I do believe that we're idle in the market. Lord, I believe we're sitting more than we're working. Help us, Lord, I pray, to get going again. I know COVID, Lord, caused a lot of problems for the church. A lot of them shut the doors. A lot of them, Lord, almost got the doors shut. We just pray for your men of God. Pray for your works. Pray for your churches, Lord. Lord, this year we hope to be bountiful. We hope to be a blessing. We pray, God, Lord, for your help, Lord. Help this little church, God. We'll try our best. Keep the doors open. Try our best, Lord. Keep the Word of God here, Lord, taught and preached as it is indeed the Word of God. And we pray for Brother Eric tonight. Lord, we know, Lord, he's still somewhat sick. We pray for Brother Eric. Lord, all of our sick, Lord, James and Patty. Lord, we pray for Denny and Sue. Lord, we pray, dear Father, for Larry and Carol, for little Serenity and Leroy. We pray, dear Lord, for James, Star, James Jr., Lord, Jordan, Casey. We pray, Father, Lord, for Brother Patrick's dad, Ronnie Lindsay. Pray for Christina that's here this morning. Lord, we're thankful for that, Lord. Lord, Sister Brenda, Lord, she's still got a little congestion. We pray for Sister Brenda, Lord, here tonight. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your blessings. We just want to lift all these needs up to you, Lord. Ask your blessings on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There's probably no way I can sing this song tonight.
Well, let's try.
And I'll need some help tonight. But it's number 214. And it's kind of a long song. I may not sing, just depending on how this goes. May not sing no more than one chorus of it. But the name of it is If We Never Meet Again. And I know here we are meeting on this Sunday night, this new year, 2023. Never had so much uncertainty to think about that. It just seemed like this year's year of concern to me. I had a phone call this afternoon. A guy I used to work with, Ray and his wife Ginger, and he's got stomach ulcers, and they're going to try to restart his stomach, but we've already prayed for Ray. But you know, that's the way this song was kind of like that. Ray's down in Georgia, and they're going to move back up here. They don't like it down there in Georgia. They said the people down in Georgia is crazy. They said they're either bipolar or on meth or they're trying to kill you, so they're moving back up here. But anyway, we're going to try to sing this song. Please help me. Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore, till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
Oh, so often we're parted with sorrow. Benedictions often quicken our pain, but we never shall sorrow in heaven. God be with you till we meet again. If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. Oh, they say we shall meet by the river, where no storm clouds ever darken the sky. And they say we'll be happy in heaven, in the wonderful sweet by and by.
Amen.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
Good.
I believe if Brenda played that piano, we could have done real good with that.
I'm going to start practicing.
All right. Well, we got one song anyway. Hallelujah. My pastor always said we sing by the letter, right back and let her go. That's about all I know. I don't know no notes, no chords, no nothing. Just make a joyful sound, amen.
That's what it says.
But all I do want to ask tonight, if anybody does have a song on their heart, we'd be glad to let you sing one. If not, we're going to take our text out of 1 John chapter 4. 1 John, we're going to read the whole chapter. 1 John chapter 4. And I could labor this point tonight, but I'm not going to. When I say labor, I'm talking about I had one of these experiences in my own life,
yeah,
in my own house. But,
oh yeah, I remember you telling me.
Yeah, boy, it was quite a frightful event. In 1 John chapter 4, we're going to read all 21 verses here. And John is writing to the children of God. And his writing is a warning. And he says in verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is our text verse, and this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." I praise God at that statement.
Yes.
"They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that's not of God heareth us not," or "heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. But he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Boy, I like that.
Yeah.
"In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Right.
No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he have given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect. Wait a minute. He that feareth is not made.
That's what it says.
Not made perfect in love. I guess that is right.
Yes.
We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. God's all about love. Amen?
Amen.
And let me say, the Antichrist is the opposite. The Antichrist is love yourself above all. We will go to God in prayer this message tonight. Boy, I got a lot of scattered thoughts. I'll tell them where we're going tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we've just read. We thank you for the thought you've given us for tonight. I pray, Lord, Father God, tonight for wisdom and discernment, for leadership and guidance, Lord. I must admit I am pawing at the gate to preach this message, Lord, tonight. And I do pray, Lord, it be a blessing. I pray, God, you'll be lifted up and exalted. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, we can all get some help here tonight. We realize, Lord, the hour which we're living in, the hour of deception, the hour, Lord, of a lot of lies and a lot of sin being promoted. And we know it's not of God. And we pray, Lord, for your blessing, your help tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Now, we're preaching tonight on that spirit of Antichrist. And if you'll notice in John chapter 2, if you'll notice verse number 18, John here says, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, John told us about many Antichrists, and he also told us about the Antichrist that's in the world already, according to verse number 3. So not only have we got Antichrist here already, but we got many Antichrist in this world to deal with. And I couldn't touch them all if I wanted to, but we are going to touch on a few of them here tonight. In James chapter 4, I'll do a little bit of reading here just to get, a foundation where we're going tonight. But James chapter 4, James mentions here in these first 10 verses one of the problems that we have dealing with this spirit of Antichrist. All of us in some way or fashion have to deal with this spirit of this Antichrist just about every day. Paul said, I die daily that Christ may live in me. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Well, James here is telling us a little bit of the problem of the Antichrist spirit. And he says, James chapter 4 verse 1, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think, then this is a good verse right here, do ye think that the Scripture always put everything in line with the Scripture? He said, do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That spirit that James mentioned there that's in us, it's a spirit of lust. Antichrist knows that we have that spirit, in that weakness of this flesh, the flesh cries out to be pampered. The flesh, you know, the devil's got a big deal now about pronouns, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
The devil's got three pronouns.
Yeah.
And his three pronouns are me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
And there's no room for nobody else in the devil's pronouns. He wants us to see ourselves like we want to see ourselves, and he wants us to do as what we want to do. I'm telling you, I've never seen so many people protest this, protest that, never satisfied, no matter if they're even able to attain it, even if they steal it, they're still never satisfied. And the reason they're never satisfied is because they're not going to God, because he's the only one that can satisfy.
In
his spirit of Antichrist, you see it. I mean, here the serpent is in the garden with Eve and Adam, here in Genesis chapter 3. And the serpent, more subtile than any other beast God had made, comes up to Eve and says, "Yea, have God say." First thing he does, that spirit of Antichrist, it questions the word of God. He says, "Yea, have God said, ye shall surely die." And the devil told Eve, he said, "You're not going to die. You'll be like God. You eat that fruit of that tree, you're going to be able to know the difference between good and evil." The Bible said that Eve saw that tree, desired to make one wise. She took and did eat of it. Adam did eat also. And they both broke the commandment of God that said, "Thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely die." That spirit of Antichrist took Adam and Eve, took their home, took their health. Now death came into the world by one man. The sentence of death came upon Adam. The sentence of death came upon Eve. And the sentence of death was upon me till I met Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God, I got the Spirit of Christ now.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jesus, death is no longer valid. It's been defeated. We're more than conquerors through Jesus. I couldn't die if I wanted to. Got eternal life. But that spirit of Antichrist, even today, it affects many people. Just for instance, a 57-year-old, and I hate to even mention this, but it's just what I'm trying to preach about tonight. A 57-year-old man in Arizona caught on video sexually assaulting a 4-year-old child.
Oh my God.
Now I'm going to tell you, this spirit of Antichrist, that didn't just happen. Now that man fed something. The psalmist said, I believe it's Psalm 101 verse 3, he said, "I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes." That man, that 57-year-old man, he been watching the wrong thing. And he'd been feeding the wrong thing, been feeding that flesh. Now listen, I'm just going to guess he never thought he'd ever be caught. And Moses said there in Numbers chapter 23, verse 32, he said, "Be sure of this, your sin will find you out."
Amen.
A lot of people have thought somehow they could get around that little statement there. Aching there, boy, he done a good job bearing it. Wedge of gold, that Babylonian garment, a few pieces of silver. But I want you to know, when they went up against Ai and they got their tail whooped, Joshua fell down, weeping, crying to God. God said, "Get up, they're sending the camp." And when they passed the lot fell on Aching. And Joshua said, "Son, tell the truth, tell what's going on here." And he said, "I saw a Babylonian garment."
Yeah.
"I saw a wedge of gold, and I saw some pieces of silver, and I hid them under my tent. It caused his death, it caused his wife's death, it caused the death of his children." That spirit of Antichrist says, "You can have it." That spirit of Antichrist says, "You can do it." But I want you to know, that lying spirit of that Antichrist has caused a lot of people to wish they'd never consented to that spirit of Antichrist. Oh my. How in the world? I remember hearing a story, a true story, about a man, Brother Ed, he was an atheist.
Yeah.
His name was Ethan Allen. He had the same Ethan Allen furniture store.
Yeah.
A long, long time ago. He was an atheist. Brenda, he married a good Christian woman. I mean, one of them good ones. And she went to church every Sunday. And Ethan Allen, he went to the bars every Sunday. and everything was just fine, even though they were two opposites, even though they were unequally yoked together, everything was just fine until all of a sudden they had a little girl. And this little girl come into their life. That loving Christian mother took that little girl to church with her, Brenda, every Sunday. That little girl brought up the house of God, knew about the love of God, also knew about her atheist daddy too. Brother Ed, at the age of 16 years old, as that mother getting ready to go to the house of God, that little girl, 16-year-old, she said, "I don't want to go today, Mama." Her daddy said, "That's right, she don't have to go today." And that broken-hearted mother went to the house of God that day, and that atheist father of that little 16-year-old girl went to the bars, took his daughter with him, and she got sick. Terminal sick. Ethan Allen, very rich man, called a doctor. Spare no expense, whatever, tell me. The doctor said she just got minutes to live. Now you talking about changing a man's mind.
Oh my goodness.
Here this hard-hearted infidel, Ethan Allen. And the doctor said, "If y'all got anything you want to say to your daughter, you get in there quick, she just got minutes to live." And they come in there to her bedside. Brenda, Doc, Ethan Allen on one side. That good Christian wife, that good Christian mother on the other side. This little dying girl right there in the middle. You know what that little girl said? She said, "Daddy," she said, "all your life you've told me there is no God." And she said, "Daddy, my mama's always told me there is a God." She said, "I'm dying. I need you to tell me what I need to do." Ethan Allen, buddy, I mean, the light finally came on. That spirit of Antichrist somehow broke its yoke. And he got in the real world. And the last thing that he was heard saying was, "Take mama's way, honey. Take mama's way."
That's right.
And they say that the little girl wasn't even able to respond. She died before she could even make a response. But Ethan Allen, boy, he throwed that atheist, antichrist spirit. He became a great Christian, done great things for the Lord God. I'm telling you, that spirit of antichrist will get in your way.
Yes,
that spirit of antichrist, it'll cause you to have gender confusion.
Yes,
that spirit of antichrist, it'll mess your life up. That spirit of antichrist will keep a lot of good things from you. God told His people Israel, He said, "Your sins have withheld good things for you." Let me say this real quick while I'm on this road. All you LGBTQ rainbow people out there, I just want you to know God loves you. I want you to know Jesus died for you.
Yeah.
I want you to know He wants you to get forgiven of your sins. I want you to know He wants you to come live with Him in a place called heaven. I want you to know He suffered for you and died for you just so you can be forgiven. But that antichrist spirit is never going to let you do it. You've got to somehow break that yoke, just like Ethan Allen, and say, "Take mama's way, honey. Take mama's way."
Yeah,
I'm telling you, buddy, we're in a straight down here.
That's right.
And it's either the antichrist spirit or the real Christ spirit. He talked about the love of God. You know, if we had more of the love of God today, this scene on the news where three cops encountered a man with a machete, and he cut three of them real bad, or two of them real bad, and they had to shoot him. It didn't kill him. He's alive. But that spirit of Antichrist, a little three-year-old girl, Brenda, she's sitting there waiting for the train to come, and a lady behind her pushes her out onto the train tracks. That spirit of Antichrist.
Oh.
I'm telling you, there's no way to miss it today.
No.
Everybody today. Oh, let's see here. I'm sitting here in my mind's wheel spinning. So many people doing so many unthinkable things. Oh, Lord. I'll leave there and come back to my notes here. This spirit of Antichrist, Paul told them in Rome, He said, make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In Romans chapter 13, verse 14. You know, I got saved April 27th, 1988. And I cleaned that refrigerator completely out of alcohol. I got rid of it. I had a big bonfire out there. And you know, that Antichrist spirit, James, he said, you lust and you have not.
Yeah.
Them magazines, you know, you hold them up like this.
Yeah.
Had to get rid of them. I'm just telling you, you can't handle them. The Bible says, I believe it's Proverbs chapter 6, verse 27, can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? There's some people, buddy, their lust is burning. Burning in their lust. They're out of control. They don't even have a normal life. They're nothing but demons. They're just completely, I'm telling you, demonic in their lust. They'll just stop at nothing. That guy that killed them four students and four college.
Idaho.
Yeah. You know why he done it?
Yeah.
He studied criminology. That Antichrist spirit wanted him to try out some of the stuff he'd learned. He never actually killed nobody and wanted to experience it. Why didn't he join the army? Why didn't he join something, you know, where you can kill the enemy? I'm talking about took the life. I don't know all the details. I don't guess nobody does. But I do know this spirit of Antichrist was involved in four young people. Went out to meet God. Were they ready? I don't know. I know one thing. I know what the motive was.
Yeah.
Jesus said the thief cometh but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Right. John chapter 10, exactly, verse 10. Right. He said, I'm come that they might have life. Not take life. Have life. And that they might have it more abundant. I'm telling you, Paul said, get the stuff out of your house. Hey, that you won't fulfill the lust thereof. That psalm that said, no wicked thing before my eyes. I'm telling you, that guy, that 57-year-old guy, he had set something wicked for his eyes. I have no doubt in my mind he'd been viewing child porn. And here he is now on video abusing a four-year-old child. Oh my. Moses, he told them their sin would find them out. That's true even today. Yeah. Paul told Timothy to flee youthful lust in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Solomon said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth.
Yeah.
He said, walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. What's that talking about, Brother Eddie? That's talking about young people need to be careful.
Right.
I was going to work one night, Brenda. Stopped at a consumer filling station right there on Main Street.
I remember, yes.
In my Ford F-150 four-wheel drive truck. John, red-headed John, leather jacket, Harley Davidson motorcycle sitting over there. John comes out, what you need? I said, fill her up, John. John, back there filling my gas tank up. The Lord spoke to my heart. Talk to John about his soul. I'm on my way to work. And I'm rummaging through my truck trying to find the right track. I mean, I always like to have a track on me, just a little opportunity maybe to get through somebody,
right,
get through the Spirit,
right,
of Christ, get them away from the Spirit of Antichrist. Well, here John back there. He's filling my truck up with gas. I finally find a track that I think might be appropriate for John. Brent, I got out of my truck. I walked back towards John. He's filling my tank up with gas. I got right to John. So help me God. I opened my mouth. And a man stepped between the gas pumps and walked up to John before I could get to him and started talking to him. You know what I did? I put that track back in my pocket. I thought, I'll talk to him next time. John died that night.
Yeah.
John that night went to a party. Them youthful lust.
Yeah.
Solomon said, rejoice, thou young man, in the days of thy youth. John was young. I think he's 18 years old. 18-year-old John. Here he is. goes to a party, and what do? Well, they get drunk, act like idiots. I've done enough of it. I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I was probably the biggest idiot that was around.
He too.
John's there, and Brother Ed, his girlfriend's there. And that spirit of Antichrist there, Brenda. Mm-hmm. That spirit of Antichrist got his eye on little John here. Little red-headed John, 18-year-old John. He ain't done nothing really wrong. It's just he ain't thinking about the judgment of God. He ain't thinking about consequences of the Antichrist spirit.
Right.
And he's drunk, Brother Ed. And he's got, I think it was a 45 or 44 automatic pistol. He's drunk. He's waving that thing around. And his girlfriend said, John, put that thing up or somebody gets hurt. John, with that spirit of Antichrist, he said it ain't loaded, stuck in his head and blowed his brains out.
Oh, my.
He died that night. What bothers me most about that is God told me to give him a track. I got John's blood on my hands.
Yeah.
See, I didn't warn him. Now, if I'd warned him, it's bad enough that John took his life, but now I got John's blood on my hands, and I get to heaven, I'll meet John. He'll be there at the great white throne judgment. He'll say, Andy, I pumped you gas. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you warn me? And I said, John, I was going to, but there was a man coming between me and you and interrupted what I was going to do. And I went back to my truck and I went to work and you died that night. And I'll tell you right now, it'd be terrible to have to face some reality to know that I failed in that mission.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't get but one chance.
That's it.
I thought I could talk to John the next time.
Yeah, that's right.
That spirit of Antichrist, I'm telling you, to corrupt just about anybody. Solomon said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Here John is, 18 years. You know, 18-year-olds, they're not thinking about dying.
No.
I've got a track down the basement. I really like it. I made a lot of copies of it. It's a 16-year-old girl, Brenda. And somebody's talking to her about getting saved. You know what she says? She says, I got plenty of time. There's no hurry.
Oh, my goodness.
And she died that very night. See, young people don't think about dying. And the Antichrist loves that. Now look, when I was young, I thought I was bulletproof. I thought I could do anything.
Yeah,
but I want you to know, buddy, a lot of people, according to the cemetery, a lot of people leave out young. I just done the funeral of a young girl, lived, I think, a 24 weeks, I think. Man, I got that right, but she was stillborn in the mother's womb. And you know what? She went straight to heaven. But these young people, Solomon said, rejoice in thy youth and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. But he said, if you walk in the ways of your heart, you see the Bible said the heart's wicked, deceitful, who can know it?
Yeah.
He said, if you walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your eyes, oh my eyes, I'm telling you what, the devil knows we got eyes. And the devil knows we got eyes for certain things. I'm telling you, that old tempter will come by and he'll get you to do something you wouldn't normally do. And the next thing you know, you'll be guilty of what you've done. You'll be on the run. And I'll tell you what, it'll have a bad ending.
Yeah.
Solomon says, know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Verse 10 says, put away evil from you.
Yeah, right.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, Solomon says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You know, Jesus, he just got baptized by John the Baptist in Matthew chapter number 3. And then you get to Matthew chapter 4. You got Jesus here. The heavens done been opened to him. The words, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. And Jesus is in the wilderness and he has fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says afterwards he was a hungered. Matthew chapter 4 verse 2. And him being hungry, here comes the tempter. Verse number 3. You know the devil, that spirit of Antichrist, he wants to find you vulnerable. He wants to find you desperate. He wants to find you willing to make a deal. You know, most successful rock and roll singers, they'll tell you, they made a deal with the devil. to be successful.
I think
most of them be horrible fates. Jimi Hendrix drowned in his own vomit. Janis Joplin slit her face. I think she was on a LSD, slit her face with razor blades. John Lennon met a guy, just shot him. Why? I'm just telling you. There's a lot of stuff about life we don't understand.
Right.
Bible said he'd have been often reproved, hardened at his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. That without remedy, that spirit of Antichrist, he knows what he's doing.
Elvis Presley took too many
drugs. Elvis Presley, that's another one.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe. I don't know that they made a pact. I'll just tell you this. Most rock and roll singers will admit that they made a pact with the devil.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever heard that song, Stairway to Heaven?
Yes.
That song was written by Led Zeppelin. The guy that wrote that song said it was spontaneous. He said the words come to him so fast that he couldn't even write them all the way down as fast as it was coming.
Yeah.
This is what he said. I'm just going to say this like he said. I've got a book about rock and roll music. Here's what he said. He said, as I was writing the words of this song down, he said guitar picks was leaping off the desk and sticking in the ceiling. That's what he said.
Oh my.
Now here's what about Stairway to Heaven. That song on the album, it says to play it backward, it has a backward message in it. We're talking about the spirit of Antichrist.
Right.
That specific song, I've got a video called Rock and Roll Music Unmasked. They played that song backwards on that video. And they slowed it down. I'll never listen to it again like it never got out of my head. But when they slowed that down, Brother Ed, here's what it said. To my dear Satan. It wasn't a sound alike. I mean, it said it. To my dear Satan, whom I love and adore. You know, most people just take a song for granted. They don't take it literally to be something dangerous. More people have took their lives listening to that song than any other song that's ever been made. Stairway to Heaven. She's buying. I don't even want to repeat the words, but you see, they made a pact and they got famous and they made a lot of money. But is it worth it? That spirit of Antichrist, what I'm talking about tonight. Politicians sold themselves out.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my. I'm just glad I know the real Christ.
Amen.
I'm glad I know there's a better place that Jesus went away prepared. That's where I'm going. Amen. This spirit of Antichrist down here, it's blinding the minds of many, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine into them, and they should be forgiven, they should be saved, they should be healed. And you know, the world right now is on a course like the Titanic fixing to go down. I'm telling you, we're on a course headed for destruction, but praise God for the Spirit of Christ. Praise God that the hand of Jesus is stretched out and the mercy of God has been manifested through His Son Jesus. I'm telling you, this spirit of Antichrist is real.
Yes.
Somebody out there tonight, not trying to be funny. Somebody out there tonight, right now, the Antichrist is saying, take your life.
Yeah.
There's no sense in you even living. Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus says, give me your heart. Jesus says, come to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy. My burden's light. You'll find rest unto your souls. But that spirit of Antichrist, he says, you ain't worth nothing. Well, I'll tell you how much you're worth. You're worth enough that Jesus wore your crown. You're worth enough that Jesus went to a cross. You're worth enough that Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. You're worth enough that Jesus suffered and died so you could be forgiven.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about that spirit of Antichrist. It's a lying spirit.
Yes,
it I'll is. Tell you right now, you don't need to listen to those lies. You need to understand Jesus loves you. You need to understand Jesus died for you. You need to understand that He wants you to come live with Him in a place called heaven. All expenses paid. I can't wait to get there. But this spirit of Antichrist, It's engulfed our young people. I'm going to preach on this some more. I look at the time back and it's beating me like a drum. But this spirit of Antichrist has engulfed our young people. We're looking at a generation that's consumed in this spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
They got t-shirts. They don't even know what the heck they're doing. They got signs and they're out there and they don't even understand it's that spirit of Antichrist.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my. Father, we thank you for this message tonight.
Yeah.
If nothing else, Lord, we maybe, Lord, got a jot or a tittle out there, Lord, to somebody, Lord, that needed to hear some good news. I pray, dear Father God, tonight, you'd help us all, Lord, to draw nigh to you. You might draw nigh to us. Lord, we might shake off this spirit of Antichrist, Lord, and get in the Word of God. Lord, your Word says, seek ye out a book, Lord, and read. No one of these shall fail. Jesus, you told us if we be your disciples, continue in your Word, we know the truth, and the truth would set us free. Help, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right. This spirit of Antichrist, it's wicked as hell.
In the book of Revelation, someplace, I don't know exactly where it's found, but it mentions something about liars.
Yeah, how they're part of the lake of fire.
Yes, where's it found?
That's right there, 21, I believe, Revelation chapter 21, I think. All liars have their place in the lake of fire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hold on just a minute here.
Yeah, I thought it was in the last chapter of Revelation.
It's in several places, I think.
Well, I already found one. I'm looking for the specific one, Brother Ed just mentioned there.
Yeah.
In Revelation chapter number 22.